Section 119. Lauded be thy name, O my God. Thou seest how I have been sorely vexed among thy servants, and beholdest the things that have befallen me in thy path. Thou knowest full well that I have not spoken a word but by thy leave, that my lips have never been opened except at thy bidding and in accordance with thy pleasure, that every breath I have breathed hath been animated with thy praise and thy remembrance, that I have summoned all men to naught else except that whereunto thy chosen ones have through all eternity been summoned, and that I have bidden them observe only the things that would draw them nearer unto the dayspring of thy loving kindness and the dawning place of thy favours, and the horizon of thy riches, and the manifestation of thine inspiration and thy revelation. Thou art well aware, O my God, that I have not failed in my duty towards thy cause. At all times and under all conditions, I have wafted in every direction the breezes of thine inspiration, and shed abroad the sweet smell of the raiment of thy mercy, that haply thy servants may discover its fragrance, and through it be enabled to turn towards thee. I implore thee, O my God, by the lights of thy unity and the repositories of thy revelation, to send down from the clouds of thy mercy that which will cleanse the hearts of all such as have turned towards thee. Blot out then from their hearts all that may induce thy servants to cavil at thy cause. Thy will hath overruled my will, O my God, and I have shown forth what hath grievously vexed me. Have mercy then upon me, O thou who of all those who show mercy art the most merciful. Assist thou thy servants, O my God, to help thy cause, and give them to drink what will quicken their hearts in thy realm, lest anything hinder them from remembering thee and from extolling thy virtues, that they may quit their homes in thy name and summon all the multitudes unto thee. Guard their faces, O my God, from turning to any one save thee, and their ears from hearkening unto the sayings of all such as have turned away from thy beauty and repudiated thy signs. Supreme art thou over all things. There is none other God save thee, the all-knowing, the all-wise.